At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Wow. Great news for everybody out there that's hungry today for a wonderful lunch and dinner. Ruhlman's is open. It's Wednesday.
Finally.
Make the drive to Ashland off of Highway 6.
Whether you're South in Side.
Omaha, Lincoln. Just make it. Ashland's Philman. Awesome. Go see Phil. Have a steak for lunch or dinner. Have the cookie
have
skillet.
Steak for lunch.
Have walleye. Lunch. Have Chilean sea bass. You won't regret it. You'll thank us for the recommendation, actually.
Phil, thank you. We'll see you in a week.
Yes, and speaking of that, Phil told
what
me.
What an event.
Told me today, this, if you guys today, he's going to run the same thing as yesterday. If you text Phil or call him by 8:30 this morning for a table or a single spot for our event next Wednesday night at 7 p.m., you will get a $20 gift card as well. Text him. Here's the number for Phil. Personal cell phone number.
Personal.
402-403-8640. Again, 402-403-8640. If you want to come to our event at Ruhlman's, $20 gift card to you right now. If you text by 8:30 this morning to Phil to reserve your table or your individual spot, dinner, drinks, and a preview of the season.
It's a huge buffet.
Be fun time.
Phil, please text if you're listening. If they call in before 7:01, would you do $25?
I think you might.
Gift card.
I think you might.
Phil, if they call in before 7:01, would you do $25 gift card? Please chime in.
The number one more time. Phil's direct number. His cell phone number is 402-403-8640. Don't delay. Just join us. It's going to be a fun time as we preview the season at Ruhlman's. Something odd happened yesterday in college football. Auburn, this is per On Threes. Justin Hokanson reported yesterday that Auburn apparently now claims national titles in 1910, 1914, 1958, and 2004 to bring them to 9 titles as a program. It was odd, right?
What's the 2004?
That was Ronnie Brown, Cadillac Williams, Jason Campbell.
Because that's the one that was 12-0?
Yeah, I think that was Tommy Tupper. Yeah, they were a good team.
Yeah,
very good team.
Yeah, they're 12-0.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
oh God,
justifiable to want to consider yourself in the conversation, but that was 21 years ago, and you weren't the champs back then. Hmm. You'll get to just change history, right?
What about the ones back in the early 1900s? How are they claiming those?
I didn't get further detail on that. Yeah. 1910, 1914, 1958, and 2004, they've decided to add as their national championships.
Okay, so
make it 9.
Well, a couple things with that. A would be, I heard about this morning, they're actually putting these up in the stadium.
They are.
They're going up in the stadium. So they're making it real. My question for you, at UCF, is their national championship up in their stadium?
They could put it.
So,
you know. So here's what it is. 1910, so they 1910 they added, right? There was something called the Maxwell ratings done by somebody named Lauren Maxwell.
See that?
That had him number one. And they had something called the college football rankings by somebody named Kyle Matschke. 1910, they're just guys doing it, I guess. So what's another new one? 1914, they had the James Howell's power rating system that had Auburn number one. Somebody had a power rating. God dang, somebody had a power rating system.
1914.
Man.
Strength of schedule.
That's true. James Howell's.
Strength of schedule.
Power rating.
Imagine the radio back then. Oh, the strength of schedule. Fordham's unbelievable.
Life hasn't changed.
You
don't want
to play a Fordham team.
Dartmouth is hard. It's good.
2004, it says several. This is the article. Several, including Daryl Perry. Somebody named Daryl Perry had him as the national champs. Daryl Perry. And then the GBE college football ratings had them number one. I don't know what GBE GBE college football. I don't know what that is, but they had them number one. So that's it. 2010, when, you know, traditional national title, AP, BCS, NCAA football record book. You know, that's the ones that we count. Wow.
They actually went. Interesting. They went in 2004. They actually were 13-0. They won the SEC and the Sugar Bowl. But this is the article says, because of a flawed BCS system, Auburn was left out of the national title game in place of USC and Oklahoma.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
USC was stripped of their title in 2011, leaving no official BCS champion. So Auburn says we were the champion
from
2004.
No, that's weird.
It's weird. I would side with them that they're probably right, that they probably were the best team. I would side with that. I really would.
Well, so Nebraska could count 1999.
Right. What's that?
So people are going to start counting stuff.
Right, well, but no one really pushed back when Central Florida did it.
No.
They claimed
their own they laughed at them.
They claimed their own title.
Yeah, they said, it's okay, in their UCF.
It's in their stadium.
Yes.
It's
in their stadium. It's up. Right. I'm sure it's there.
Right.
And so this is an unprecedented thing.
You know, no, you'll like this. So the same article you looked at. This is Justin Hokinson on Three. So this is his lead. Again, obviously, he says, it's about time. Auburn football finally will claim 9 deserving and legitimate college football national championships.
Frankly surprised
Auburn
by the lead.
Auburn Sports confirmed on Tuesday. That's his lead.
Yeah, he's
the On Three guy says that's his lead.
He's got to be an Auburn grad.
I think he's an Auburn diehard.
If I'm right now at Auburn coaching, I'm just like shaking my head. Like, what are we doing? Why are we having this conversation?
So the AD said, for too long, Auburn has chosen a humble...
This is the AD speaking. For too long,
Auburn has chosen a humble approach to our program's story history, choosing to recognize only Associated Press national championships. Starting this fall, we have made the decision to honor the accomplishments of our deserving student athletes, coaches, and teams from our proud history. Our visible national championship recognitions will align with the well-established standard used by the NCAA's official record book and our peers across the nation. This is an odd story.
Once again, as you said, 1914, a power rating system is why they're going to claim that one.
James Howell.
I don't have the numbers, but do some research, Breakers. There were somewhere voting/pundits that still had Nebraska number one in 1983 after the one-point loss.
There's
publications that still had Nebraska number one in the polls. They had a one-point loss in Miami on their home field. Yep. Miami's record was, were they undefeated also?
I think so.
Or did they have one loss? I don't know if that was the case. I don't even remember.
I had my media guy.
But my point is, they Nebraska, I guarantee you, were voted number one still in some other...
Okay, now here's my question to you, Bill and Jake. If you're Troy Dannon and you're looking at this Auburn thing, do you have this conversation with someone? Hey, they claimed one. They claimed these titles. Should we look into 83? Somebody had us number one.
I guarantee you someone had us number one.
Well, then would you say, we're not a five-time national champion. We're six-time national. In 99, you could probably find somebody who voted Nebraska number one.
I guarantee you they would have. There have been publications that would have done that.
Would you start to lead the same ways? Finally, Nebraska's going to add a...
No, I would not.
I could not believe that lead.
No. This,
and I and I would
come
I,
on. This
I,
is the world
I,
we're
I,
in.
I couldn't speak for him, but I doubt right now that if it was like Turner, would you get the guys together? We're going to come back. We're going to have a national champion parade. They'd be kind of like, nah, probably not going to do that.
Right. Good.
And we were really good, and we lost a tough game by one. That's where it ends.
The reaction, yeah. I don't know.
So I'm going to say bizarre day in the football world.
I'm going to say the fandom of Auburn is there's no celebration today. I really don't think there's a general celebration going on in the state.
It's about time.
And you imagine? Can you just imagine?
That's
about time.
That's the first three words. It's about time.
Dead serious. Can you imagine if you're Alabama? What's Alabama have for championships? 10?
A lot.
I mean, Saban had 6 there. Mm-hmm. So with Bear and they also.
Have a lot.
Keep it going.
Another one who won. I'm drawing a blank on his name. But anyway, my point is they probably have 10. Can you imagine Alabama fans right now? I mean, if I'm Auburn, I'm like, why would you bring this attention?
Yep.
Why would you do this? On paper, we have won. On a true national championship, we have
because,
won.
Because, Bill, they were too humble for too long. That's why. That's why Auburn did it.
I mean, when we got to look at the University of Alabama officially recognizes 18 national titles.
In football.
Of these, 13 were awarded during the poll era.
Okay, not bad. Not bad, Bama. Not bad.
And then the last, whatever, since 1970, they've got like 10.
They have a lot. They have a lot.
13, yeah. That's good.
When we come back, Song of the Day and the Mailbag next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.